USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump says more than 100,000 tickets requested as he's scheduled to announce his 2020 re-election campaign in Orlando. The location, the Amway Center, which holds up to 20,000 people. The police chief in Orlando telling reporters,
as far as anything outside of the norm, as you know, what we have had a lot of visits in the past. We're used to these type of visits. This one is kind of unique in the sense that obviously is a national announcement that is being made. And for that reason, you probably will notice more presence, police presence in most of our downtown area, anywhere near the Amway Center.
Dramatic death as the former Egyptian president Mohamed Morsi dies during a court hearing. He had a history of health issues, but his death being investigated. Fashion giant Gloria Vanderbilt has passed away. She was 95 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Most people remember where they were when they saw on TV the infamous O.J. Bronco chase in California. Believe it or not, it's been 25 years since the most infamous police pursuit in history. USA Radio's Chris Barnes remembers now.
Over 95 million people are believed to have been watching the white Ford Bronco lead police on a low-speed chase through Southern California on June 17, 1994, inside O.J. Simpson. At the wheel, Simpson's friend Al Cowlings, who was on the phone with police much of the time.
Right now,
And eventually, O.J. himself took the phone.
Please, just toss it out. You're scaring everybody, man.
I'm not going to hurt anybody.
Simpson eventually surrenders to police, but in the end was acquitted of the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 22-year-old gunman killed in an exchange of bullets with officers outside the federal building in downtown Dallas.
The shooting occurred shortly before 9 after the building had opened for the day. The man fired several shots at the courthouse but did not strike anyone. Matt DeSarno of the Dallas FBI office identified the gunman.
Shortly after the incident began this morning, officers from the Federal Protective Service engaged a shooter. He was later identified as Ryan Isaac Clyde. He was taken to Baylor Hospital and pronounced deceased on scene.
As a precaution, police conducted a controlled explosion of the gunman's vehicle. I'm John Clemens.
Tensions remain high in Phoenix, Arizona after a video goes viral. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
The family at the center of a viral confrontation with Phoenix police say they don't accept apologies from the mayor and the chief of police.
The family has described the apology as a sham because the police officers involved in assaulting this family are still employed by the city of Phoenix.
Reverend Jared Maupin, the spokesman for Drayvon Adams and his pregnant fiance, said activists and celebrities from around the country have wrapped their arms around the couple. Cell phone video shows officers pointing guns and yelling threats at Ames and his fiance, Aisha Harper, and their two young daughters after the family said their daughter stole a doll from the Family Dollar store. The family has also filed a $10 million lawsuit against the city, claiming police officers violated their civil rights. I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.